live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time, 8:32. Newsmaker 2 time today. Taylor Wash, City's Director of Special Projects, joining us here this morning as we talk about the end of the very first Civic Leadership Institute.
Taylor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you all?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking time to join us here in studio this morning.
Of course, of course.
You got the graduation ceremony coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
When and where is that going to be starting up?
It'll be at Casa Ramos tomorrow evening. And it's just really an opportunity for the graduates and their families to celebrate the milestone, their dedication to the program, and being done with it.
Well, let's go back. Let's reach back here a little bit, Taylor, and talk about Civic Leadership, the institute here locally in Emporia. How did this come to be, and what does the institute entail?
Yeah, so when I very first started, everybody was aware of my teaching background, and we talked a lot about how a lot of the maybe misunderstandings that come with working in a municipality come from just not knowing. And so we wanted to build something that gave an opportunity for citizens to learn more about why we do what we do and give them an opportunity to find ways to engage too. And I think that's something that we've seen with this first cohort, is that a lot of them, they were already involved, but they've taken this as an opportunity to take it a step further and find other ways to contribute to making this a great place to be.
How long did it take you to formulate something to present, say, to City Manager Trey Cocking, City Commissioners, and say, hey, look, this is something I've got in mind. What are your thoughts, and is this something that you guys would like to pursue?
Yeah, it took a little while. I think I started looking into it when I got here in June, and I did a lot of research, a lot of reaching out to other cities about what they did and how they did things. There was actually a book. I found a book that was all about civic leadership institutes of sorts, so I dug into that a lot, and I wanted it to be really intentional about it. I didn't want to just throw it up and try something. I wanted to be as careful about it as possible, because I think the first time you do something, if it doesn't go right, it could leave a bad taste in people's mouths. So,
well, so then you have to come up with, let's call it curriculum, you know, as far as what you would present to, you know, members of the community. And and then how many members of the community would be eligible to participate at one time. So how did that all work?
It was a really just a lot of research, just figuring out, okay, what do we have the capacity for here? What do other municipalities do? What kinds of, really, what do we want people to leave with? And so I think keeping that at the forefront of what I was working on helped me to figure out how to build it.
So what areas did you look at then, as far as the parts of city government that you had people kind of dive into during the institute?
We looked at everything, which I thought was so cool. So we got to talk to the city manager about just the form of government and how it works. And then we talked to every department, from finance to public works to engineering, any part of the city that does anything, we talked about, looked at. So I thought that was a really cool experience for those people to get to see. Yeah.
What, you know, when you're talking with the different department heads, because I know the department heads were involved here, what guidance did you give them as to, or did you give them much guidance as to what they could present on? You know, because I know that, you know, personally, I'm interested in public works stuff, infrastructure matters, but some people may not be. They may be more interested in budgetary matters. So what were some of the different things that you, or the different guidance that you gave the department heads here as this whole thing got developed?
So we really started with, like, what are some common misconceptions about your department, and then how can we tactfully debunk those things? So that was it was a fun adventure with them, and I think they all did a great job of bringing their own personality to their presentations. Some people we did an interview, some people we did a tour, some people did presentations, and I think they all did a great job of really showing the work that they do for the city.
So how many classes were involved for the program first year?
Yeah, there were 9 sessions total, okay. So 9 straight weeks. We took one break. We took a break for 4th of July, but it was 9 weeks.
9 weeks. So okay. how many people in the class?
There are 18 total.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good group, isn't it?
Yeah, and they are. I couldn't have asked for a better group to start with. They're all passionate, engaged, just really good people that want to make a difference in our community. So it's been exciting.
How has this kind of, gind of you thinking about next year's or whenever the next Civic Leadership Institute is going
to
be.
Is it coming back? Yeah.
Is it coming back? And B, is it going to look like the same format if it does?
Yeah, so it's definitely coming back. I think I've already got a lot of people who are interested. So my goal is to make it a thing, a staple in the community. I think there will be some tweaks, maybe just some logistic things that we do differently, but the overall curriculum will be the same.
Okay, and this, did you touch much on law enforcement? Because they have basically a specific program of their own, don't they?
Yeah. So we had 1 week where we combined police and fire together. Okay. And during that session, I encouraged them to talk a lot about their Citizens Academy, and they did. And we actually have, I think, 4 of the people from this cohort who are interested in signing up for their Citizens Academy. Okay. So that's exciting.
Was there anything that when you're setting this up, or maybe something that came up with an individual session, anything that surprised you from the department heads or the interactions between the city and its residents here throughout that 6-week stretch?
Not surprised. I think it was always good to hear. I did like a feedback form every week, and it was good to hear that people were learning something every time. So that was, I think, reassuring for me to know that, I'm not just wasting my time. People are really getting something from this.
Well, possibly these participants may have some good ideas for the city to use, huh?
Yeah. And they got an opportunity to talk again with the city manager and some other leadership from the city to kind of pitch those things or talk about, all kinds of things, what they learned. So I think that was a cool opportunity for them.
Okay. So again, tomorrow night, Casa Ramos, do you have in mind when the Civic Leadership Institute 2 will be taking place?
Yes. Yeah, so the goal is to start again. I think we started in May of this year. So the goal is to start May of next year. That's the goal. We'll see.
All right. And you'll let us know how people can apply.
Definitely. Watch our social media for sure.
Okay.
Awesome. Taylor, anything else you wanted to bring up here, either about Civic Leadership Institute or maybe another project or two that you've got going on right now?
I don't think so. I'm just excited to get this graduation done and get everybody all celebrated, so I'm excited.
Well, Taylor's also very happy about actually making it to our studios here, avoiding all of the traffic adjustments you have to make.
We have put some hurdles out, haven't we?
In your building, so nicely done.
Thank you.
Hey, Taylor, thanks for taking some time. Congratulations on a successful first year.
Thank you so much.
With the first Civic Leadership Institute through the city of Emporia. Taylor Wash joining us here this morning. She is the Special Projects Director for the city of Emporia. It is 8:39. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com. It is 8:40. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the opening bell on Wall Street, where another sell-off's expected. Dow futures were down more than 3%. The tech-focused NASDAQ 100 futures